The pressure mounts on Strauss-Kahn to leave, Dominique Strauss-Kahn to leave the IMF.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by Ally Bank, offering its Raise Your Rate CD as well as an online savings account and money market account. Learn more at allybank.com.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning. I'm Steve Chiotakis. Now the global perspective, what's happening in business and economics at the intersection of the U.S. and the rest of the world. There are reports today that Dominique Strauss-Kahn is facing growing pressure to step down as head of the International Monetary Fund. Strauss-Kahn is in custody in New York, accused of sexually assaulting a hotel housekeeper. Last night, U.S. Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner said Strauss-Kahn is obviously not in a position to run the IMF, but who will likely replace him? Marketplace's Stephen Beard is live with us this morning to talk about it. Hi, Stephen.
Hello, Steve.
All right, so it seems clear the IMF is going to have a new leader soon. Will Strauss-Kahn's departure make much of a difference?
Oh, yes, potentially a huge difference. I mean, he's immensely powerful, capable, and he strongly supported the bailout plan in Europe, pouring billions of dollars of loans into countries like Greece. But there's a growing perception this isn't working. There may need to be a different approach, including perhaps some of these governments defaulting. It would be very messy, but it is a possibility now if, as expected, Strauss-Kahn leaves the top job and IMF policy changes.
So what do we know, Stephen, about a likely successor then?
Well, there's been talk of the IMF leadership switching outside Europe for the first time, going perhaps to China or Brazil. That possibly could mean a difference in the bailout plan. But the jockeying and horse trading is going on. It's underway. And what I'm hearing is that one of the likeliest successors could be the French finance minister, Christine Lagarde. The Europeans like her. The Americans like her, too. The argument is she could step in for the remaining 2 years of Strauss-Kahn's tenure. If that happens, IMF policy probably won't change and the bailouts will continue.
Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London. Stephen, thank you.
Okay, Steve.
It is voting day in cities all across South Africa, what's being called a big test for the ruling African National Congress Party. Once loyal supporters say the party that ended white minority rule years ago isn't doing enough for the poor these days. From Johannesburg, the BBC's Karen Allen reports.
The ANC is still the dominant political force in a country where nearly 80% of the population defines itself as black, and elections in South Africa are still largely determined by race. But now the main opposition party, the Democratic Alliance, is hoping to win over towns and cities currently run by the ANC. The campaigning has focused not on race, but on the ruling party's ability to deliver cheap housing, water, and even public toilets in some of the poorest areas. Lerato Mafokeng is a resident of Ficksburg in the Free State.
We need a house.
We need a house because we are five living in a small house. We don't have any privacy.
The ANC's own supporters may be among its biggest critics, but what is far from clear is whether they'll transfer their loyalties to the opposition or abstain from voting altogether. In Johannesburg, I'm the BBC's Karen Allen for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Global shares are mostly higher at the moment. Profit at Staples rose 5%, but the results weren't as good as expected, and the office supply chain cut its full-year earnings guidance. Wall Street yesterday, the Dow lost about a half a percent to close at 12,479.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, celebrating the success of small businesses throughout Small Business Week. Learn more at ConstantContact.com. And by MassMutual, offering retirement and 401k plans to businesses for more than 60 years. MassMutual.com/retirestrong. Marketplace Innovation Reporting is supported by the 2011 Jaguar XJ. Learn more at a local dealer or at JaguarUSA.com.
A consulting firm says U.S. auto sales are likely to rebound to pre-recession levels by 2013. That news comes as GM says it's investing more than $100 million at a couple of plants in Michigan. But a study out this month says car making has changed in the Midwest, even before the recession got a hold of it. Jerry Conover is director of the Indiana Business Research Center at the Kelly School of Business, which, full disclosure, is one of our program's underwriters. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
Talk about your study and the future of the auto industry in the Midwest particularly.
Over the past decade, more than half of the jobs in the auto sector in the Midwest disappeared, and that was even before the recession. So we looked at things like changes in vehicle technology, you know, advanced powertrains, lightweight materials. And the nature of these changes, we determined, leads to a shift in the kinds of jobs that are available now and are likely to be available in the future for workers in the auto sector. A lot of the jobs going down the road are going to need more advanced training than was typical in the past.
I know historically a lot of people went from high school into the auto sector, and this was a step into the middle class for a lot of these workers. But now, as you say, with more education and more skills necessary, has that path, do you think, disappeared?
I think the fairly easy path of completing high school and going right into a factory job with high pay and strong benefits has pretty much faded from the landscape. There aren't many of those opportunities left.
The report says this is a reality check for the regional economy. What do you mean by that?
The three states that collaborated on this project were Michigan, Ohio, and Indiana. About half of all the nation's production in the automobile industry is concentrated in these three states. And as a result, the automotive sector really pushes the region up or down with the fate of the industry. So we understand that the industry is changing. There will likely not be anywhere close to the number of jobs in the future as there have been in the past. And that's what we set out to try to understand more.
Jerry Conover from Indiana University. Jerry, thank you.
You're welcome, Steve.
And finally, in eastern China, there's a big problem with exploding watermelons. Over recent weeks, nearly two dozen farmers used a growth accelerator for their fruit, but state media says the product that they've been using is safe but overused, and combined with recent wet weather caused the melons to burst. The farmers can't make a whole lot of money at the market with chunks of exploding fruit, but they are using the pieces to feed their fish and pigs. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Corporate culture can involve a lot of suppressed frustration and forced politeness. But Xerox CEO Ursula Burns wants people to be themselves, even if they're cranky.
I think that the best way to get the best out of people is to not force them to be something other than they naturally are.
I'm Kai Rizdal. Another conversation from the corner office and the rest of the day's business news next time on Marketplace. It's from APM, American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.